Yevamis, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Beshamay matirin hatsaros la'achem, beshamay matired the tsaros to marry brothers, that the brothers would be able to do yibum on the tsaros. They didn't hold of the drasha of Beis Hillel from the pasuk where the Torah says litzror. They didn't darshan that. And that second wife of this person's brother, that the brother should be miyabim. Hu Beis Hillel osrim. However, Beis Hillel asrs, like we know. And that's how the previous Mishnah is. They went alibi de Beis Hillel. Choltzu, so if the brother did chalitza to the tsara, Beishamai poislim in a kohuna, Beishamai passels this tsara from kohuna, because according to Beishamai, since this lady had a zika of yibum on her, and now this brother did chalitza, which is almost like a divorce in a certain way, so Beishamai passels this woman from kohuna because of the chalitza. Uveisil machshirim, however, Beishil is machshir, because this chalitza was nothing, because this woman had no connection whatsoever to the brother. He could not do yibum or chalitza to her. It's like doing chalitza to a stranger. And also similarly, if a person would try to divorce a woman he never married, doesn't do anything. So this chalitza doesn't passel her from kahuna, according to Beis Hillel. Nisyabmu, if this tzara did yibum, and then the second brother also died, Beis Shammai machshir, Beis Shammai allows this woman to go and marry a kohen, because a kohen is allowed to marry an almana. Uveis Hillel poistlin. However, Beis Hillel would passel, because according to Beis Hillel, there's a bigger issue here. Because according to Beis Hillel, this woman was never allowed to marry the brother. There was no mitzvah of yibum, because it's a tzaras erva, and they hold, Beis Hillel, that a tzaras erva is aser. And now when the second brother also dies, she can't marry a kohen because she has a status of a zona, because she was bol be'iser, and a zona is aser to a kohen. Afal pisha elu oisin velu matir, even though these aser and these matir, Taisi Center said some don't even have this girsa, this line in the Mishnah. Elu poistlan velu machshirin. And there are those that passel and those that machshir in these cases that we're talking about, whether they passel for kuna or machshir to marry a kohen afterwards. Lo nimnu Beis Shammai milisa noshim mi Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai did not stop or prevent others from Beis Shammai from marrying wives of Beis Hillel. Vlo Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel would not hesitate to marry the women from Beis Shammai. Even though, like the Rav says, according to Beis Hillel, the children of the tsaros that did yibum, according to Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai allowed it to happen, Beis Hillel would consider these kids mamzerim. And Beis Shammai would not allow a woman, this tzara, to marry somebody else until she did chalitza. Because according to Beis Shammai, she should do yibum. According to Beis Hillel, she should just go out and be able to marry anybody else. Nevertheless, both of these cases, they allowed them to intermarry. And the Rav says, because what they would do is they would be very careful and they would tell the other. The people from Beis Hillel would tell Beis Shammai that this woman, or this child, is a daughter of a tsaras erva. So to you, Beis Hillel, this is considered a mamzer. And the other way also, that Beis Hillel would tell Beis Shammai what Beis Shammai would aser. And they were somich on each other. And they lived b'shalom that way. And the same thing, kol ataras v'tumas shayu elu mitarim v'elu mitamin, all the tyrus and the tumas, that they would mitar things, that they would aser them, that these would be mitar, these would be mitama, lo nimnu osintaros elu al gabi elu. They would never refrain from borrowing vessels, borrowing kalim from one another, to use them b'tahara. Because again, they would always tell each other, they would know the halachas of the other one and say, listen, according to you, you're makel or machmir by this, and they would make sure to tell them so that the other party would be careful. Because this is the way of reyus and chiba, and they had love for each other and friendship. And like the Gemara says on them, ha'emes v'ha'shalom ahevu.